Texas Towns Cope with Migrant Wave Not Tested for Coronavirus. By Neil Monroe on February 24, 2021. President Joe Biden's deputies are dropping many poor migrants with coronavirus into Americans' neighborhoods, according to a report in the New York Times. On February 23, the newspaper reported a statement about the drop-offs they say came from Juan Trey Mendez, the mayor of Brownsville. "If it's several hundred overnight, then that's something that would become overwhelming for us," said Mr. Mendez. "The administration is very well aware of that. We've conveyed that on numerous occasions." Elsewhere on the border, local officials are decrying the administration's policy of dumping the poor migrants into Americans' neighborhoods. CNN reported February 19. Communities along the border in Texas have expressed concern about migrants being released during the pandemic. McAllen requested thousands of COVID-19 tests from state officials last month after learning migrants were not being tested by CBP. "To drop them off at our bus station without testing them first? I think that's irresponsible to not only the border but the whole United States," said McAllen Mayor Jim Darling. Biden's deputies are encouraging the migrants to travel to the U.S. border so they can be released via a variety of legal covers. The covers include asylum applications, the 2015 Flores Rule, or the 2008 law for supposedly unaccompanied minors. Fortune 500 business groups back this progressive policy of extracting young migrants from Central America because it helps deliver more wage-cutting workers, taxpayer-aided consumers, renters, K-12 students, and diversity into the U.S. consumer market. Even as agency officials release disease-carrying migrants into the United States, they are also claiming they will preserve President Donald Trump's border protections. On February 19, for example, officials tweeted, "To protect our citizens and prevent the further spread of COVID-19, the United States, Canada, and Mexico are extending the restrictions on non-essential travel at our land borders through March 21. We are also working to ensure essential trade and travel remain open." The New York Times described the catch-and-release end of the migration process. On Saturday, border agents dropped off a dozen migrants, all mothers and small children, outside the Brownsville bus station. Some said they were held longer than the 72-hour limit that border agents are allowed to detain children. Within minutes, a team of city officials and volunteers had begun setting up a station to test for the coronavirus. With a negative test, they were allowed into the station to continue their journey. If they tested positive, the volunteers used donations to pay for their quarantine at a local hotel, although it was not mandatory. Within 3 hours, the number of migrants at the station grew to about 50. Doris, a mother of two boys who fled an abusive former partner in Guatemala and crossed the border in recent weeks, did not expect to be provided testing, blankets or coloring books for her children when she was dropped off on Saturday. "They're very good people," she said of the city staff and volunteers. CNN noted that the Biden migrants are responding to Biden's incentives. Edwin Rubio and his family were dropped off at the McAllen bus station on a Wednesday morning in early February. Rubio told CNN they decided to make the trek from Honduras to seek asylum after President Joe Biden was elected. "There will be new laws, new immigration laws that will favor Latinos," he said. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-democratic, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles that still push the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. However, Biden's officials have been broadcasting their desire to refocus the DHS and USIS on helping to extract more migrants from Central America for the U.S. economy. On February 19, for example, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' deputies posted a tweet offering support to migrants illegally working in the United States and to migrants who may wish to live in the United States.